it could be several weeks before Wells Fargo and its investors know the final cost of settling federal regulatory investigations into allegations that it overcharged borrowers. Last week, the bank, with its East Coast headquarters in Charlotte, acknowledged it could be as much as $1 billion. WFAE's David Borax has this report.
That billion-dollar figure comes from Wells Fargo's earnings report for the first 3 months of the year out last Friday. The company took the unusual step of calling the report preliminary, saying it can't post official results until it completes negotiations with regulators. Wells acknowledged that it's negotiating with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. CEO Tim Sloan told Wall Street analysts the problem is that Wells doesn't know how much it will have to set aside for penalties.
At this time, we're unable to predict the final resolution of the CFPB OCC matter and cannot reasonably estimate our related loss contingency.
Regulators are investigating allegations that the bank overcharged consumers for auto loans and mortgages, specifically charging auto loan borrowers for unneeded insurance and charging extra fees to lock in interest rates on mortgages. Regulators also are examining Wells' compliance risk management program. The latest regulatory troubles add more uncertainty to the outlook for Wells. The company paid a $185 million fine in 2016 after it was caught signing up customers for credit card accounts they didn't request. There's still a chance Wells will be able to negotiate a lower penalty than $1 billion, but it's still likely to be significant, says Kevin Wack, a reporter for American Banker newspaper.
There's strong reason to think that it'll be the biggest penalty that the CFPB has ever charged and the biggest penalty that Wells Fargo has charged in connection with all of this alleged consumer abuses over the last few years.
Those negotiations could wrap up in the next few weeks. Wells says it expects to post final first quarter numbers next month. Regulators declined to comment. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.